Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel 243, the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, one of the basic mitzvahs, if not the basic mitzvah in our religion. And it's not me talking, it's the Medrash talking. There's a Medrash, we're not exactly sure where the Medrash is from, but the Ein Yaakov in his Akdamat HaShas quotes a Medrash that says, that what is the most machokes, what is the most important pasuk in the Torah? Pretty amazing question. So, the one opinion says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Second opinion says, our pasuk. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. What does Rashi quote on our pasuk? Am Rabbi Akiva. Ze klal gadol b'Torah. Right, this is a klal gadol b'Torah. Right, sifsei chachamim nechlal kol haTorah. The entire Torah is included. Ze klal gadol. And then the third opinion is the least famous. It's a keves achat taseva boker, ve'is a keves hasheni taseh ben harabayim. That would not have been in our top 10, probably in our top 200. But it's there. So a lot of drushes and machshava given to explain, obviously, Shema Yisrael, Ben Adam Lamakom, V'Hatlecha Kamocha, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, as a keves achad, consistency, and perseverance, and day in and day out. One in the morning, one carpet in the morning, one carpet at night, as a keves achad, taseva boker, ve'is a keves hasheni taseh ben harabayim. So, that pasuk is in Pinchas, we'll have to get to the carbon tamid. Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we didn't get to yet also, that's saying Shema. But this one, we're here. Reish Mem Gimel, the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, as the pasuk says, V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, let mitzvahs Avas Yisrael, to love fellow Jews. Obviously, this is the opposite of what we discussed a couple of days ago, Reish Lamed Ches, the Isser of hating fellow Jews. But there's a mitzvah of loving fellow Jews. Le'ahov kalechan v'Yisrael avas nefesh. To love every Jew, a soulful love. Soulful love. Klomer, she'nachmol al Yisrael v'al mamono. K'mo she'adam chomol al atzmo mamono. Klomer, what's the klomer? Meaning, if you think about it, as we'll see the Ramban in a second, how do you love somebody else like yourself? You're you. Can't like anybody like you like yourself. We always come first. So what does that mean? So the Chinuch says it translates into actions. Shenachmal al Yisrael v'amamono. We have to have as much compassion and worry and caring about someone else and their property as much as we care about ourselves and our property. Shenemar v'yavlo recha kamocha. As the Pasuk says, v'yavlo recha kamocha. The Ramban writes in his commentary on the Torah on this Pasuk, he says, if you think about it, it's like impossible to do this mitzvah. V'tam v'yavlo recha kamocha, says the Ramban, one word, haflaga. Haflaga means exaggeration. Ki lo yekabel leiv ha'adam, she'yehov eschaveiro ka'ava. So it's not shown. Nobody's going to love their friend like they love themselves. What's the Torah trying to tell me to do? It's impossible. It's impossible. My life, I'm going to care more about myself. If it's in terms of the feeling. V'yochikvar bar Rabbi Kiva v'limeid. And also Rabbi Kiva teaches us, which hopefully we'll get back to later also, right, the famous Gemara in Bar Metzia, that you're in a desert and there's one canteen and you have a canteen. So what's the halacha? If you split it in half, you're both going to die. If you keep it, so then you're going to live and your friend's going to die. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Kiva says, chayecha kodman, the same Rabbi Akiva. So how can he say, you keep it and you live and mazarecha kamocha? So you see, it can't be literal, because if it's exactly equal, they just split it. Ela mitzvah haTorah, but what does really the Torah mean to say here? Sheyev chaveiro b'chol inyan, kasher yevas nafsho b'chol hatov. Like the Chinuch says, right? The Ramban, the Chinuch got it from the Ramban. You have to love your friend that all the goodness that you would want to happen to yourself, you should want to happen to your friend, which is also a high level and a goal and an ideal, but that's more possible and plausible. It's not that inherently in my feeling, you know, I have to feel everybody else is just like me. It's impossible. No, but all the goodness that I feel for myself, that I want to happen, I also want the goodness to happen there. I want everybody to have nachas from their children. I want everybody to have a lot of money. I want everybody to this and to that and to have an easy life. That's what it means. V'tachein b'avor, and that's what he says. And look at the continuation. He says again, Aval yehov b'rabos hatova l'chaveiro kasher adam osel l'nafsho. V'lo yitein shiurin ba'ava. Right, there shouldn't be any limits. The Alkein Amar Yehonasan. That's what Yehonasan. David Amelech's right fellow friend. Ki ahavat nafsho ahevo. Right, it's the love of a nefesh. Ahavat nafsho. Ba'avur sheiser midas akinami libo. Yehonasan did it. Yehonasan. Right, he loved his best friend who was really usurping the kingdom from him. That's what Shaul told Yehonasan. If David succeeds, that blows it for you. You're not going to be the king. So Yehonasan says, I don't care. I don't care. I love David HaMelech. Because he wrote, Bavashah, hey, sir, me, this akinah, me, libo. V'yamar, batatim locha, Yisrael. That is exactly what love is. Again, wishing what you want for yourself onto your friend. Good. Continuing. Chazal say, Da'alech sari l'chavrach lo sevet. Chazal say, the negative. What is hated to you, l'chavrach lo sevet. To your friend, don't do. Right? That is the famous line of Hillel. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Laman Aleph Aman Aleph. Somebody comes to Hillel and says, four stories in a row. Shuv Maisa b'Nachri Yachad, Shabal of Neshamai. There was a Nachri, an Andrew that came in front of Shammai, Amalek, Ireni Amanash, Tulam Dini Kal Torah Kula, Kshani Omin Al Regalachas. Teach me all of Torah while I stand on one foot. Dachvu b'Amas Abin Yishab Yado. He pushes him against the wall. He says, what are you talking about? He says, leave. You can't. B'Amas, they pushed him away. Basically, he didn't teach him. He says, you want one foot? What is that, a joke? Balafne Hillel Gaire. He came in front of Hillel and he converted him. Amalo, Dalech Sani, Lachavrech Lo Sevid. He said to him, what you hate, don't do to your friend, Zui Kalatarakula. This is the entire Torah, the Idach, and the rest of it, Pirushahu, Zilgamar. The rest of it is just commentary, Zilgamar. Go learn it yourself. Zilgamar. So there are a number of issues discussed on this Gemara in Shabbos. First and foremost, what does it mean that the Yahatzel Recha Kamocha is that's it? This is the assort of it all. The rest is Zilgamar. So the Klayakar says on this pasuk that really he's giving him a half and half. You have to read the entire Gemara. It's not just Yahatzel Recha Kamocha period. But what does he say? Yahatzel Recha Kamocha. And that is the basis. And the rest, Zilgamar. And the rest, go learn. What's the rest? If this is the key, what's the rest? It says the Klei Yakar. Amar Chazal, he quotes the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. He says, Kfiya Nira, Shagel Hayager Tzedek, Vloyim Ahatel Hitulim. He wasn't joking around. Lomar, Derach Schok, Shiyom Dekal Atar, Bo'otu, Omer HaRegalachas. He wasn't asking, teach me to on one foot. I'm talking about a jokester. Elavadai. He was saying, give me one yesod that all the Torah is based on. Give me one foot. What does the entire Torah stand on? That's what he was asking him. So you got to go, so why Shammai reject him if it was serious? So maybe Shammai was saying, there is no one thing. There's a lot of things. So maybe that's why Shammai didn't answer. But what is the one mitzvah? Yamid lo kala mitzvahs. Kadei shalo yavle de shichcha mitzuya beger. I shalo laman minura. I got to have the basics. Give me a key that will help me remember all the mitzvahs. And that's what he says. Al derech hamelitza, amar shani omid al regal achas v'kavan aso limso lo davar hanemar mehira blush and katzar, which is he sowed. So what Hillel? What does the Torah say? V'yahatol rechal kamocha ani Hashem. That's the phrase in the Torah. So what was Hillel saying by saying v'yahatol rechal kamocha? He was saying you have to add in v'chulu. You have to add in etc. He didn't just tell him the words v'yahatol rechal kamocha and finish the pasuk. Kfar Amr Chazal, Bach Chabakuk Ve'emidon Alachas, the Gemara at the end of Masechas Makas, Chabakuk, right, the Gemara says there was 6:13, and they got it down to 14, they got it down to 3, they got it down to 1, Tzadik Be'emonoso Yichyeh. He says, what does that mean? Ki Kol Mitzvot HaTorah Heim Ashnei Asugim. We know, all the Mitzvot HaTorah can be split up into two categories. Ha'echad Hu HaMitzvot Shebin Adam HaMakom, Baruch Hu, V'yesod L'Kulam HaEmuna B'Hashem. Ben Adam HaMakom, and the source and the root of all of that is Emuna. Having proper emuna, that's the source of all mitzvot b'nadam ha-makom. Ha-beizu ha-mitzvot b'nadam ha-chaveiro. V'yesod l'kulam, v'yahatzel rechal kamocha. Those two. Umitam zeh ha-yu ha-kruvim parsim k'nafayim l'mala. Machvi klapi sh'mayla. K'negan ha-mitzvot b'nadam ha-makom. U'pneim ish'al-achiv. The wings of the kruvim facing up. B'nadam ha-makom. But the faces were facing each other. B'nadam ha-chaveiro. Right, it's two parts. And therefore, says the Klayakar, when he asks him on one foot, he says, really, there's 2 feet. There's 2 yesodos. He tells him, the pasuk of Avzor Echa Kamocha. But what does that mean? The first half of the pasuk, first part of the phrase, Echa Kamocha, that's the basis of all Ben Adam Lamakom. Ben Adam Chaveiro. Ani Hashem, the next 2 words of the pasuk. That's Emuna. That's Ben Adam Chaveiro. Dugma, Dibra Anochi, Akola, called Dibra Svishonosh, Ben Adam Lamakom Barachu, Vechoseim Lekulam, Kibra Avaim, Kibisof, Devor, Nikar, Sharosh, Rosh. Okay, he continues. Getting into the Aseret Dibros. But anyway, that's the Sefer HaChinuchs and the Klayakar's pshat of what does it mean in the story in Masechah Shabbos with Hillel. He was giving him the 2 bases. V'yahatzel rechal kamocha is 1 foot, and the Ani Hashem, the end of the pasuk, is the other foot. The other question that's dealt with on this Gemara is, why did Hillel say the negative? Why didn't he just say the positive? You want to know what? He didn't say v'yahatzel rechal kamocha. What did he say? What's hated unto you, don't do unto your friend. So why didn't he say v'yahatzel rechal kamocha? So the Marsha's kasha here. So you know what the Marsha says? Because of the Ramban's taina. Because it's impossible if you take it literally. Yeah, how is it possible? You know, it's only possible in terms of practice, in terms of what you do and what you wish for your friend and what you wish for you. That's the negative. What you don't want done to yourself, don't do to your friend. That's the practical element. That's what the Marsha says. And it's fascinating. I saw it pointed out that if you look in the Yonas Ben Uziel, who was a Talmud of Hillel, Yonatan ben Uziel in on this pasuk v'yatzarech kamocha, and he always translates. What does he say here? He quotes the negative from his from Hillel. He quotes v'lo natrin devavu livnei amach usarachem ilachavrach deman ant sani lach lo sevin lei. What you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. So therefore, Yonatan ben Uziel already says it. He quotes the lashon of Hillel. One, that's one answer. That's why, because it's impossible. Another pshat given for why the negative is quoted and not the positive, it's quoted, the Shemin HaTov quotes from the Chiddushi Arim, and that is, at this point, he had just become Jewish. And he wasn't even Jewish yet, really. Maybe just become Jewish. It says Gairani, and he taught him. So, suggests the Shemin HaTov in the name of Chiddushi Arim, in Chelek Beis, that maybe a non-Jew, the Nachri, cannot fathom the level of a Haftarecha Kamocha. He could fathom, Dalach Zani, L'chavrach L'savid. You know, that can be found, but the higher level of the connection of every Jew, b'avtarecha kamocha, l'goy yefshar lomar lo, the yefshar sheyitfos ha-goy, the shaykh la-gi ala madrigas kamocha, to l'fi ha-sagas ha-goy, the yefshar. And therefore he says, the shlilos, u'lacha sheyizgar v'yia Yehudi, then he could hear b'avtarecha kamocha. And the message being, you have to go step by step in education. V'hamuvan midvarav, the sorach lelech, b'chinuch, b'darga achadarga. When somebody's not ready for something, then it is inappropriate to tell them that idea. Okay, that is Hillel in Shabbos. V'yomer b'sifrei, we continue. Amar Rabbi Akiva, zeh klal gadol b'Torah, klomar, shahar beit mitzvah shebatorah tluyin b'kach. Many mitzvahs are totally on this. Shehaoiv chaveiro kenafsho, lo yigna mamon, ovelo yinefesish, ovelo yoneya b'mamon. Somebody who loves their friend like themselves and wants to treat their friend like themselves. Won't steal, won't violate his wife, won't take money, won't rip him off. V'lo b'dvarim, lo yasik v'lo, hasagas g'vul. But every time somebody violates another mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, gezel, oshek, all the ones that we've spoken about in the parsha, they also violate this. They're mevatel this aseh. V'lo yazik lo shum sad, not the damage. V'chein kama mitzvahs acheiros tluyos bazeh. Yadua hadavar l'chol ben das. Everybody realizes l'chol ben das that it is understandable. Related to the Ramban, as we said, the Ramban holds it's impossible, but what it means is that in terms of what you care about done to you and to others, the Ksav HaKabbalah here, uncharacteristically, has a lengthy piece, not about the language specifically, but about this issue. He says there are some mefarshim there that say you can't understand Ha'atzurecha Kamocha. So he says, no. He says you can understand it. He says, Rasa Lomar. And he kind of says like the Ramban, but he goes to describe it at length. He says, "Rasul Omar, kolo fani atova acheset shadam maskim b'daytova gomer b'libo sheroy lo lekabel me'ahuvo yaseh l'reyo shehu kol adam." And therefore, he says, "Sheyavo oto be'emes lo b'ziyof, to have strong, true feelings for him. She yisnai bo kavod. Forget money and outward things. Now, what you do, be mechabed him, because you would want to be mechubad. She yidrash shlomo tavid. Always be searching for the good and helping him. She yishtatif b'tzaro." Be mishtatif when he's having a difficult time. Go and be with him. Yadun osil lekav schus lechol davar. The lekav schus, as we spoke about a couple of days ago. She yisnadiv begufo beiza tircha ktana bishvili. Give of one's own body, not to hold myself above the other one. Again, it does not mean shetzarach limsar l'shimon kol mamon v'chol beisum chadara v'aliyos v'chol rechushu avaso oso. Well, I love myself and I want myself to get everything in life. I want to have $1 million and this and that. So that's what I would want for him. No, and yeah, that's what he should give to me. No, we're realists. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, we don't assume that he's going to give me his whole fortune, so that's why I don't have to give him my whole fortune. But I would expect and hope for a little bit of time and effort and money. So that's what I have to do for him as well. That's v'yahat l'recha kamocha, according to the Ksav v'hakabbalah. Okay, we continue. Shorish mitzvah yadua. The mitzvah is known, obviously, ki kamosha yasahu b'chaveiro, ken yasa chaveiro bo, whatever you do to your friend, you want your, whatever you would want your friend to do, you would want done to yourself. U'bazeh yeshalom ben habrios, then there will be shalom amongst the brios. If you look at the Minchas Chenuch, in Os Aleph, he says there is a limit. as we know, v'ata l'reyacha kamocha. Says the Minchas Chinuchos Alef, dafka imhu ish kasher. Aval imra'a sha'avar avera, mitzvah l'sanoso, kimivor la'el, as we said before. The Isra of Siddur doesn't apply to somebody who is not Reyacha b'mitzvos. So a Rasha is somebody who there is no mitzvah to love, and there's actually a mitzvah to hate. It is interesting that if you look in Shas, where does V'hatarecha come up in Shas? Doesn't come up where the Gemara is about, oh, you should do this mitzvah, and that mitzvah, that mitzvah. Comes up in unusual places. We're going to quote two of them. One of them is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. When Beis Din is putting somebody to death, they should do it in a nice way. Bror lo misa yafe. Meaning if somebody in certain cases of tznius, about taking off certain parts of clothes of a man, of a woman. Bror lo misa yafe. The Gemara says it in two places. Sanhedrin memhei. The Gemara says there. Amar Abba Baravua. It's talking about keeping a woman covered. Amar Krav. After Rechal Kamocha. Bror lo misa yafe. Didn't we just say a Rasha that you don't apply this principle? So maybe here, because of putting them to death, that's a kapara for them. But that's one. Or a couple of dafim later, dafnun beis. The Gemara says there, we know skilo srefa herik chedek. What is srefa? Well, we light somebody on fire? No, they swallow hot lead. So ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Why don't you just say they mamish? Right? Srefa mamish. Right? Just like the sons of Aaron were burned. Amar v'achmar avua, amar krav, yata recha kamocha. Bravo misa yafe. It's not yafe just to burn somebody from the outside. So it's interesting. By these two chayvei misas bezdin, that's what the Gemara applies, yata recha kamocha. There are the only two places. We're going to quote another one a little later. But that's what the Gemara says. The Minchas Chinuch says, though, that it doesn't apply to Rishon. Maybe these aren't considered Rishon, because once they're getting punished, then we can look at them again as reyacha. Okay. Continuing, v'dini yemitzvah zu klum l'mein b'toch ha-mitzvah, sheklal ha-kol hu shi'isnag adem chaveirek wa shi'isnag im atzmo. You gotta take care of others. L'shmar mamono, l'hachli menu kol nezek. Just like you guard your own money, you have to guard your friend's money. And to distance any damage. V'im yisaper olav devarim yisaperim l'shevach v'yichuz al kvodo. And say good things about your friend. V'lo yiskabi b'kalono. And not to gloat and exalt in one's shame. Kosh Amr Zechonu Levracha, like the Yushalmi says, Hamiskabe Beklon Chaveiro in Lechonu Kolam Abba. And therefore, we always have to be on the positive. Hamisnaigim Chaveiro Derech Ava V'Shalom V'Reus Umavakish to Al Asam Alav HaKasav Omer Yisrael Asher B'chayis Pa'er. God is proud. God is proud of those who fulfill this mitzvah. Where else does this come up? Dinim of V'Hatorecha Kamocha. I'll give you three other examples where this comes up. One is an important Rambam. Can't learn V'Hatorecha Kamocha without the Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Avel, the 14th parak, parak Yudalad of Hilchos Avel, Mitzvah Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Yudalad Aleph in the Rambam. Mitzvah Zashtei Shal Devarim, there's a Mitzvah Midrabanan, Levaker Cholim, Ula Nachim Avelim, Ula Hotzi Ameis, Ula Hachnis Kala, Lelabos Orchim, all these Mitzvahs Midrabanan Machaveiro that we know. The last one we call Tzarchei Kvura, V'chein L'Sameachas and V'Kala, all of these are Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo She'en Lahem Shir. And then the Rambam adds, Af al pi shekol mitzvos elu mi divrehem, the obligation is drabanan about pikur cholam anicham aveilu mechulu harehem bechlal v'hatorecha kamocha. But when I do these, I'm fulfilling also a kiyum daraisa of v'hatorecha kamocha. Kol advarim to the rotis yasu osam lacha achirim asei otan atola achicha betara uvemitzvos. So you see, one place the Rambam broadens all mitzvos are in the chaveiro. The Rambam says are included in. The Rambam talks about Avdurecha Kamocha elsewhere as well. Talks about Hilchas Deos in Vav Gimel. Talks about it. Mitzvah kol adam lehov es kol echad v'echad miyisrael kegufo. Shenemar v'Avdurecha Kamocha. Lefichach tzorech lesaper b'shivcha v'lachas ababono v'chulu. But there it doesn't talk about actions. Deos is about midos. So it doesn't get into everything there. But later on, Hilchas Avdel is talking about actions like Nicham Avelim. So that's where he has to talk about it. So that is number one. Where you see it. Number two is a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. It's the other place where Shas has it. Again, an unusual usage. The Gemara says that one is not supposed to get married until they see their wife first. Not supposed to be Makadish a woman through a shliach unless you see her first. Memal, first Amud of the second parak. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Asala Adam Shi, Kadish is Isha Achi Irena. You gotta see her first. Why? Why? Shema Yiraba Dover Maguna. Maybe you'll see something about her that you don't like. Vitis gana elav, and she will become disgusting to him. V'rachman amar, v'yahaf to l'recha kamocha. And what kind of marriage is that going to be? If you have the Recha Kamocha, it could be a violation. And you know this from, you could be Ros HaNoad. Again, pretty unusual usage. That's the other Kamocha. It's the same even in that case. You might say it's Pasha, but even in the case where you're putting somebody to death, you have to have after Recha Kamocha. Even in this type of case, with a wife, you have to have Recha Kamocha. That's number two. A third example, and if you never saw this tshuva, it's a must read. It's a must read to appreciate Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe in Yaradeya, in Chelek Dalad Simen Nun Aleph, Rav Moshe writes a tshuva. If there's somebody who people assume and are machzik to be a Talmud Chacham, and therefore they come to him to daven for their problems and their cholim, should he do it if he doesn't think he himself is a Chacham? People are coming to me, and says Ramosha about Ruvain, right? People come to Ruvain, and they say, please daven. What if he knows he's not a Talmud Chacham? If he knows, does he have a right? Does he have an obligation to daven? So Ramosha writes, it's a 1981 about himself. Ramosha writes, people for years have been sending me shilas, have been talking to me and asking me to daven for them, and I know deep down that I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I don't know what they're talking about. They happen to send me a lot of shilas, and you know what? And I've known that if I say that, I don't know what you're asking me, they're going to say, oh, you're just being a humble. So I'm like, I can't even say that, says Ramosha, because they're just going to say that's even more. You're just being humble, you know? So Ramosha's like, I don't know what to do. So Moshe goes through a whole tshuva, though, by saying that every fellow Jew has a chiyuv of Ahavta Recha Kamocha to daven for their friend, and especially if they're asked. And if they are muchzak as a chacham, that itself already might create an additional point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen. The efshar sheyesh lo eizah zchus sheyekabel Hashem Yisbarach tfilaso b'shvil zeh. The gamzu guf Hashem, it's tired. The fact that you have tsar because your friend is in pain, that itself could be enough to get the tefillahs accepted. So Moshe says, "Vani osam etzonam umavayach osam umispala baldam av sheyadu alimach erki v'katnusi b'tor v'maisim tovim shevani t'mi alzein sheyamakir mosi." People who really know me know who I am. No, I don't think so. V'gam yadu amikamigdoli Torah. Right, v'chulu. So he says at the end, he quotes, he says, what could I do? This is 1981. It's 5 years before he was nifter. The only reason I do it is because they're machzav yachacham. Hari lo yo klum. If I say that I'm not lo yigati lachachma, because they say I'm doing it out of another. V'gam lo shayach lahachesh es hametzius shen is parsimenti daiti ba'olam l'shem chacham mitzad shani machzik yeshiva v'omer shiurim v'men asvarim shechivarti av shezeh rachok mechacham sh'alav amr epirchas barchama. I'm not the chacham in the olden days, I'm not the chacham even after the time of the Gaonim, but look, this is what they call me, so I guess I have to stand in and fill the voice. U'memeila av she'eni machzik atzmi af b'chach mi'azman mikol makom kivan she'achole machzik osi l'chacham, so I have to daven for him because of after ha'kamocha. That's Rav Moshe in 1981. That's so you see the Rambam and the Gemara Kedushin and Rav Moshe. It's finishing up. The mitzvah applies always. By the way, another area where it can apply, many Sazurim have quoted that the Arizal says, before one davens every day, they should say, Harini Makabla Alai, mitzvah Sviyat Lerecha Kamocha. Before Matovu, and various Sazurim has that. Because we daven as a tzibur. And that's what we should be Makabel on ourselves. The mitzvah of Avta Recha Kamocha. In the Tomer Dvora, I brought mine. Tavat Dvorah, the Ramak, Rosh Kodavoro, he goes through the Pasuk in Micha. That's the whole first part of the Sefer. He's going through the Pasuk in Micha, and he goes through every one of the Midos. On L'sh'eris Nachalaso, he says, God treats us like She'er. She'er means a relative. So we have to, he treats us like a relative. He's our father. So we have to treat our brothers like relatives. Kach Yisrael Gadamim Chaveiro, call Yisrael him She'er Basar, Eluim Elu, Bebeisha Neshamos Klulos Yachan, Yish Bazeh Chelek Mizeh, Ubazeh Chelek Mizeh, V'lakach Yen Adomim Ruben Osen Ezeh Mitzvah, V'kozem Ebnei Klalusam, V'lakach Roel Adam Lios Chavis B'tovaso Shal Chaveiro, V'ein Otome Al Tovas Chaveiro, Kvodo Yechavin Alav Kishalo, as it says, V'yavtor Yechav Kamocha, Kilu Hu Imamash Shori Ba'oso Tzar, O Ba'oso Tova. So we have to really look at ourselves as one. And as a mitzvah applies, always, the overall level, and if somebody violates and does not guard their friend's money, the koshik and him, he's the gosar, or if they damage his friend's money, otsaro mishum davar ladas actively at bemezid pitalas ezeh the mavatli asay milvan achiv shebol afenyin sheziku. Besides the other chiyuvim involved, this, by the way, we had an inshir about this a couple weeks ago. Where is the isser in the Torah of Hezek? Nowhere in the Torah does it say lo tazik. Right? It says don't steal. It says don't kill. It says don't wound. It doesn't say don't damage. So all the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss what is the Isser of stealing. Some say it's included in Gzela. Some say it's included in this and that. But some say it's included in the Atzel Rechal Kamocha. That's what the Chinuf say right here. The Ad Rama also in Baba Basra says it. But right here he says, Bitam Hizik Osa B'mamon. You Mevatel this Asay. This at least is one of the sources. Okay, we'll stop here. This takes care of all of these Beinatom Lachaveiro Mitzvah, Sina, Tochacha, Habanash Pechaveiro, Nekama, Netira. And now we get into a couple of mitzvahs related to Kilayim, Kilay Behema, and Kilay Zroim coming up.